Can't have Christmas at the Romeros without a little Dolly Parton mixed in. Hey, we got people on the run today. I had Terry from Tucson. Would you like his question?
Sure.
He's concerned about the fact that he has copper pipe, and that copper pipe runs up the side of his house, and it also goes across the attic. So he's wondering, what degree do you have to worry about it freezing? And, you know, does wrapping it with just the stuff you buy at the hardware store help?
Yeah, I wonder how much he has outside, but it certainly helps. Anything, any copper pipes running outside of a home definitely should be wrapped. You can't hardly wrap them too much. In the attic, he probably doesn't have much to worry about. In Tucson, it would have to get to, I'm just guessing, it would have to get to below 0 degrees for attics to get below 32 freezing, because just of the ambient temperature inside of the house itself. So take care of those exposed copper pipes on the outside of the house. Don't worry so much about the copper pipes in the attic.
Got a nice email here that may be a little more telling if we dig a couple layers into your point about Phoenix may be a hot market for real estate and housing. Gentleman writes in and says, what a great program. I'm house hunting and found it. I'm loving learning about the area. The name?
Good. Well, I'm glad we're providing that service, even to newcomers.
The name?
Of the person house hunting?
John Maxwell. You think John Maxwell's house hunting and investing in Arizona? I don't know.
And listening to Rosie on the House?
I don't know. The number here he gave was 850. I think we're going to have to cross-match
that. Is that Atlanta?
That. I don't know. We're going to have to dig a little deeper. May have a heavy hitter looking to move into the area.
Maybe. Certainly read a lot of his books.
Although I know they're John and Maxwell's probably not the only person. There's probably a couple of those out there. So maybe not. I don't know. Charlotte writes in. We talked in our article about 12 things to do before and after Christmas cleaning. And
yes,
they're getting rid of some stuff. Two different situations here. There's a mattress not suitable for donation. They want to know if anyone would pick it up for free. I can't imagine anyone driving around picking up mattresses for free that you can't do anything with, because there's going to be a cost to dispose of those.
Do you hang a sign? Do you put it out in the front yard, hang
mattress.
A sign on it? Not suitable for donation, but you can take it for free.
You might as well give it a try. There's a company that's in pre-qual right now, Rosie on the House, Scotty's Waste System. We generally don't give out names until they've been through the system, but we use Scotty for our personal use. So we'll be glad to have him on board here shortly. We've got the paperwork and procedure to get through. You can give him a call if it's as affordable as a hauling service as you can find. They're also trying to get rid of a TV, but Goodwill doesn't take any TVs over
right.
5 years old.
Right.
Said, who wants my old TV? Well, I can't. I can't tell you anybody, any nonprofit that would probably want that, but I can tell you there's a company in downtown Phoenix that sends trucks all over the state every day called West Tech, and the website's westtechrecyclers.com, but there's only one T in the West Tech. West Tech. Just one T.
Okay.
And they bring the electronics, any electronic device, back to their shop. And they go through it, and they pull out all the valuable parts and pieces.
Oh.
And they've got a bin, so the plastic chunk then goes to a plastic recycler. The metals go to this metal guy.
Nice.
So they disassemble it and sell it to each individual commodity and metal and plastic recycler. So there's a great option to, instead of having that end up in the landfill, just schedule a time with West Tech.
I'll never forget walking the storage shelving of Habitat for Humanity after flat screen TVs came out, and Missy looked at me and she says, what do you think we will ever do with all of these big tube TVs? I don't know what they ever do. They probably called West Tech.
I hope so.
Oh,
keep
man.
Those from ending up in the landfill.
Shall we see if we can take Larry real quick, who's been on hold for a couple minutes? Larry, calling Rosie on the House. Good morning. We're really tight on time. What's your question?
Oh, I just wonder, how do you square the doors on a cabinet, the kitchen cabinets?
How old is the cabinet?
Oh, I think the house was built in the 60s, so...
Can you take a picture of the hinge and text it to me?
Oh, I'm not that good with electronics.
All right. Well, for a house at the age of the one you're talking about, it should simply just be a surface mounted hinge, and all we would typically do is draw a string from the other top of the cabinet doors all the way across, anchor it at the other end, and I would just line the door up to that string and reset your screws in the hinge. Most of those hinges do have the capability of prying them and bending them just a little bit.